This is Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today to talk about what's happening in the Escanaba region and also the arts and culture in our fair Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It is the Executive Director of the Boniface Arts Center, Sue Roll. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Kurt.
And happy end of June already. We're talking about lots of good things happening throughout this summer now that it is summer in earnest in the Upper Peninsula area and in our region as well. So I know there's all kinds of events that start to fill up the calendar. I've definitely felt that here. What kind of events do we have to look forward to?
Well, one of our favorite is the Waterfront Arts Festival. It's coming August 3rd. It's the 47th annual arts festival. We are looking for artists who are vendors. It'll be August 3rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so we want artists who want to sell their wares. We're looking, it'll be a juried entry, but we are looking for people to sell handcrafted artistic pieces. We're also looking for young artists. We have a special booth just for artists who are under the age of 18. In other words, they're going into 12th grade, so we can fudge the end of it a bit. But it's a chance for them to learn their entrepreneurial skills as they sell their handcrafted items. The registration deadline for that is July 20th. We've got about 2.5-3 weeks to go before that deadline hits us.
Right, right. And that's for Waterfront Arts Artist Market, and that's coming up in August. And then I understand there's also a little bit of a connection with the UP and with arts and culture, kind of making sure that arts and culture thrive in the UP. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, which is our state arts agency, they are responsible for giving out several million dollars in arts and culture grants every year. They have a council. It meets monthly, most months of the year. And every year they do a meeting in the Upper Peninsula. And that meeting is going to be tomorrow here in Escanaba at the Boniface Arts Center. So you can look for that any summer because they tend to come up in the summer. And it's an opportunity for folks to get together with them. We also have the Upper Peninsula Arts and Culture Alliance. The Alliance will be hosting an event in Manistique on July 16th. That's a Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening, and it's called a Creatives Connect reception. It's a chance for anyone associated with arts and culture, history, anything in that universe, to get together and collaborate, have something to drink, and have some time to socialize and connect on the things that we care about the most. The UP Arts and Culture Alliance is a fledgling nonprofit here in the Upper Peninsula. It's made up of artists, arts organizations, economic development units, and it's all about the two-sided coin of seeing arts and culture thrive in the UP and to see the UP thrive because of arts and culture. So those are events that I think the public is welcome to attend, and if you're in the area in Manistique on Tuesday the 16th, please join us.
And more information can be found at bonifacearts.org as well as the calendar of events. And speaking of the calendar of events and kind of in my wheelhouse a little bit, I'm really interested in the music that's going to be happening. And I know that there's always a concert series, but there's also some special guests coming too.
Yes, we do. We have Music Mondays every Monday night in Escanaba's Ludington Park. So it's at the Band Shell, and it's a great setting. Our first Monday night was rained out, so it was a Music Tuesday. But we're hoping that the rest of the summer is well-behaved. And we do have special guests coming on Sunday, July 16th. Superior String Alliance, who hosts a summer camp for string players, young string players in Michigami every year, will be hosting a master class on Sunday the 14th here at the Boniface at 1 p.m., and they'll do a concert at 3 p.m. A master class is where a student will play and get some coaching from these professional artists and teaching artists, and it's really cool for the public to listen because you can hear them improve in minutes. It's very remarkable. Puts a smile on your face just to see the improvement happen and how easily and gently they're coached. And then the concert is focused on families with small children. It's an introduction of those kids to strings music in many cases. And it should be a very fun and relaxing hour session.
And the fun thing, too, about the chamber players, they're kind of doing a bit of a UP tour, so that'll be one of the stops along the way, so they're going to be in peak performance mode when you see them at the Boniface as well. So that'll be really exciting, as well as Music Mondays. And like you said, too, hopefully they don't have to turn into Music Tuesdays. But again, weather being what it is. And also, you know, this is Boniface Arts Center, and there's always wonderful exhibits there. Can you tell us about what's opening in July?
Yes, we have an exhibit called, we have actually two opening. One is called Fires Around the Lake Revisited, and it's a focus on glass. So we have special artists who've been invited to display. I've seen some of their pieces, and they're beautiful. So I invite people to come for that. We also have an exhibit called The Art of Interpretation. The Art of Interpretation is where we have shown many artists a particular photograph by Jim Redding. And based on that photograph, they have created their own works of art. So that's a great chance to see how the minds of an artist might work or what places it takes them. Both those exhibits open on July 12th, and there is a reception on the evening of Thursday, July 18th at 7 o'clock. It's free. Come on in, meet the artists, and see some of this amazing artwork.
Very cool. And along with artists' work that's going to be displayed, there's also some opportunities for, well, actually, speaking of photography, I'm noticing that there's a couple of classes coming up that's a little bit to do about more modern photography as well.
Yes, we've got Dr. Karen West, a photographer, who's coming up here, and she's giving three classes on photography. Two of the classes are on Tuesday, the July 16th, and one is on Wednesday, the 17th. You can see more at bonificearts.org. But it's all about smartphones. You know, this often terrific camera we have in our back pockets, so we're really, most of us aren't trained to be photographers, and this is a great chance to get some tips and tricks. She covers everything from basic photographic techniques and, you know, framing a picture to editing, and will walk us through a lot of different applications you can download on your phone to not only just take really great photographs, but maybe produce some works of art. I know in our exhibits we've had some photography entries that are just magnificent, and they're smartphone photographs.
That is very cool. There's such a world to open up with smartphones and photography. So that'll be July 16th and 17th with Dr. Karen West. And just a reminder, we've been speaking on the phone with the executive director of the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba, Sue Roll, talking events, concerts, exhibits, and classes, and more. Again, all that information can be found at bonificearts.org. Sue, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, but enjoy the summer and get as much art in as you can.